Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 18th of January, 2024. The Bible reading today is John chapter 13, verses 6 to 17. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said, "Not everyone was clean." When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Today's article, titled "Washing Feet and Dishes," was written by Cindy Hess Casper. On Charlie and Jan's 50th wedding anniversary, they shared breakfast at a cafe with their son John. That day, the restaurant was understaffed with just a manager, cook, and one teenage girl who was working as hostess and waitress. As they finished their breakfast, Charlie turned to his wife and son and said, "Do you have anything important going on in the next few hours?" They didn't. So with permission from the manager, Charlie and Jan began washing dishes in the back of the restaurant while John started clearing the cluttered tables. According to John, what happened that day wasn't really that unusual. His parents had always set an example of Jesus who did not come to be served, but to serve. In John 13, we read about the last meal Christ shared with his disciples. That night, the teacher taught them from the principle of humble service by washing their dirty feet. If he was willing to do the lowly job of washing a dozen men's feet, they too should joyfully serve others. Every avenue of service we encounter may look different, but one thing's the same. There's great joy in serving. The purpose behind acts of service isn't to bring praise to the ones performing them, but to lovingly serve others while directing all praise to our humble, self-sacrificing God. Let's pray. Loving Saviour, thank you for showing me how to be a servant. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Lorraine, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.